I've been meditating this morning on David in the cave of Adullam and the people that joined him there. Some 400, it tells us in the book of Samuel. 400 of them, distressed, in debt, and desolate. And out of that 400 came David's 30 mighty men. That's about the proportion, really, that God works with. Same Gideon principle, reduction, so that at the end of the day, the odds against us are totally impossible. And the only way that the thing is going to get done is if we allow him to do it. But I think the point that I want to make this morning is about the fact that these people were in debt, depressed, desolate, and they gathered to David. And under his inspired leadership, because he was led by God, they were inspired too to take up their arms against a common foe and fight. I think we could look around and say there is a lot of us that's in debt, we're desolate, we're depressed, we're under the foot of the enemy when he should be under ours. Is it not time to gather in David's cave of Adullam, get ourselves under leadership that's going somewhere, under the leadership of Jesus, and put our hearts to being one of his mighty ones, the ones that are strong and do exploits, the ones whose lives will be significant. Oh, not in the eyes of men. You will not get the praise of men to be significant. Everything you do is for an audience of one. So it's that decision, isn't it? To keep your eyes on the shepherd and upon him only. To keep pressing through in the face of impossible circumstances. Because the word says, thou wilt keep in perfect peace him whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts thee. So it's coming to that place of trusting him. Our lives don't need to be displaying great anointings of power and authority. What they do need to be displaying is a quiet, deep well of confidence that God is in complete control, which will turn some of our theologies on the head, because some of us are actually shadow boxing the enemy all the time. When I came into Christianity, that was what was popular. Everything was the enemy. The enemy's done this, and the enemy's done that, and the enemy's done the other. Then we fall into the trap of thinking, well, he's not doing anything much at all, so I can quietly stroll along on the road and pathway of life. Neither of those are true, because both are extremes. The place to be is in the place of abiding, staying, dwelling, remaining. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That is the only shadow that I want to be living under. Because the shadow of the Almighty is a place of safety, under the shelter of his wings. Can't get away from it, beloved. Abiding in him, because everything is from him, through him, and to him. Without him, nothing, zilch, nada. I really do make no apology for saying You must have him as first, el supremo. He must be the ruling passion of your life. You are his. He is yours. You are headed for a wedding. He is looking for consummation of that plan, which is a people for himself. You are part of a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a people declaring the praises of him whom we love, though having not seen. So if today you say wistfully, I know all that, but I don't love him. If I'm honest, I don't abide, if I'm honest. The world has more allure for me than he does, if I'm honest. That's okay. That's a sincere and honest heart being presented before God. So the prayer there is, Lord, make me willing to be willing. Start from the first rung on the ladder and then go progressively up till you've ascended the hill of the Lord with clean hands and a pure heart, and you gaze upon him. He has captivated your heart, and you have captivated his. Isn't that something more to be aimed for and desired than what you're currently aiming at? Union with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because it's coming, beloved. And if you don't start now, you'll have to start when you get there. And you don't want to have to start all over again when you get there. You won't mind, because there are no tears there. But wouldn't it be better when you stand on the steps of the threshold of marrying your bridegroom king, that you're lifting up your skirt, holding your bouquet in one hand and taking those steps two at a time, because you cannot wait to gaze upon the one who has your heart and whose heart is yours. Think on this, eh? God bless you.